This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. Now, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number allows you to join us here. 855-453, that's the number. 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, Mark, you were on the air during Thursday and Friday when you were in Vegas live from the Bitcoin conference, Bitcoin Investor Conference.
Yep. First time ever we've done a remote broadcast from Las Vegas.
I talked to Brian Sovereign and Stephanie Murphy today, who were there with you and on the air through a bunch of it. And they seemed to really be impressed with the conference. They thought it was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that? I guess that was your impression.
Yes,
well,
it was. Absolutely. I felt like I wish it was bigger. I wish there were more people there. But
it's a first-year event.
Yeah, first-year event.
I mean, we got about 100.
But what they missed, that's my point here, is that so many people missed what I consider to be some of the best speeches I've seen yet at one of these events.
Well, you know, hopefully some of it was video recorded.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be up on BitcoinInvestor.com in the next few days.
All right, well, that's good. So let's see. I guess one of the things I was curious about, we knew that the D Hotel in Vegas accepted Bitcoin. So you probably didn't have to pay for your own room, given that you were like a guest of the event.
Right.
But I presume you met some people who did pay for their rooms.
I know that. Well, here's what almost all of us ate just about everything at the D Grill because.
Okay.
This restaurant accepted Bitcoin there.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So it's more than just getting a room. You can do other things with Bitcoin in
the right. And maybe they were good at it because the event was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had some training ahead of time or whatever, but it was seamless.
I suspect that they're good at it because the hotel is an official policy. I saw a picture of the D Hotel's marquee, and it has the Bitcoin logo on it. I mean, if you're going to take the time to put up the Bitcoin logo on your Las Vegas hotel marquee, you better have trained your staff. So I don't think it was just because of that one event.
Yeah, it's whatever it is, they're into it, and it worked flawlessly.
Wow, that's fantastic. So tell me what the experience was like. I mean, you go into this bar or this grill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting at a table. You're sitting at a bar. What happened there?
It was just a booth.
A booth.
Yeah,
a waitress.
We had she was one of those sassy black waitresses. You know, she was giving me trouble the whole time.
I love
trying
that.
Trying to side with my wife, you know, that kind of thing. It was really pleasant experience, and I enjoyed that very much.
Did you tell her in advance you wanted to pay with Bitcoin, or was that at the end of the meal?
You pay as you exit at the cashier.
Oh, okay.
And
one of those places.
So the cashier just...
what about tipping? Wait. What about tipping?
We tipped in cash just because it was easy.
Right.
Okay. You can tip in Bitcoin, and she seemed relieved that we weren't. That's all I can say. So we figured it was easier for the waitress just... slide her the cash rather than trying to have the bar switch it over and all
so
that stuff.
So you left cash on the table. You went to the cash register.
Yep.
And then how did they do it? Some places will actually
have an iPad.
So some places will have like an iPad mounted to something that can sort of swivel it around and show you the QR code that you have to scan. For those that don't know, Bitcoin, we should probably mention, it's an international currency. It's decentralized. It's not controlled by any government or any bank. It's an amazing thing. You can learn more about it at Bitcoin.com. But it makes transactions super easy because, you know, you don't have to make change, for one. When a business requests a certain amount in Bitcoin, when you send them the Bitcoin, that's it. The transaction's over. They don't have to fumble around with dirty money and, you know, put it in your hands or anything like that. So it's a real clean, easy, seamless transaction.
I'd say it went about as fast as a transaction, you know, at one of these things. So, I mean, it wasn't faster or slower than
the cash. So did you bring up an invoice? So the waitress left an invoice on the table or bill on the table.
Yep.
You take that up to the cash register. You say, I want to pay with Bitcoin. They show you the QR code on their iPad. You scan that and you're done.
Yep.
That's it.
That was it.
And that's the first time you've ever done something like that, right? Like to actually go to a sit-down restaurant and pay with Bitcoin.
I think so.
That's a cool thing.
It is. I sincerely hope the other casino restaurant places in Vegas begin to do it. But I really, one of the things I got from the conference was is that it's going to take for Bitcoin adoption now. We've seen businesses that accept Bitcoin and that sort of thing. The ones that are having the most success are the ones that offer a discount for Bitcoin.
Okay.
Because if you want people to use alternate currencies, coupons are alternate currencies.
Yeah,
if you
that's
want
true.
People to use an alternate currency, you have to give them a reason. You have to pay them for their time. And so Bitcoin is going to have its most success in places where a person can get a discount for using it.
So I'm glad to hear about that. One thing you did say you were going to find out was whether or not the D accepted it for gambling. You had heard that it didn't, but you wanted to see if that was
the
case.
Yeah, they don't.
Interesting. So restaurant, yes. Pay for the hotel room, yes. The actual gambling floor, no. Why? Did you ever find out why that was?
No, all I found out was, so as far as the gambling goes, I didn't explicitly ask one of the bar people there. I was just told they don't do it.
Okay.
So I didn't investigate further. Perhaps I should.
So you're going to track down a manager or something like that.
You know, if you would have sent me a text, I would have remembered
right.
to do that. But,
yeah.
You know,
you're busy.
I'm trying to grab interviews the whole day.
No, I understand.
So.
So what else did you like about the conference?
The speeches were what it was about for me, and it was fantastic getting to see them.
Meeting people, meeting new Bitcoin-type folks. You know, it's not all people you knew, right? You met some new faces, I imagine.
Yeah, I would say the majority of it was new faces.
Very cool. So Keenvention also happened this weekend. It is the yearly event that happens here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, at the Best Western Sovereign Hotel. That's where it's been for the last 3 years. I don't know where it's going to be next year. We might look at some other options for a new venue. But, you know, it was a great event. Once again, it's like on the way towards Keenvention, I always kind of think, you know, get second thoughts like, is this really worth the time? Is it really worth the effort to put this on? And it always is, you know, when it actually comes down to happening, even though this year there were actually fewer tickets sold in advance than last year. We had a number of tickets sold on the first day as far as like walk-ins go. I would say we were close to last year in total attendance, not quite there. You know, it's tough to do it on a Halloween weekend. There's a lot of events vying for people's attention at that time. So I'm grateful for everybody who comes out and spends their time with us. We had people from as far away as San Francisco come out to Keene for Keenvention. Also, we had one guy from Michigan who'd actually just moved to New Hampshire. So his first day at Keenvention was his first day living in New Hampshire, which is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool way to make your arrival. There's another guy from Wisconsin. We had people from Indianapolis come out and visit. So, you know, it's always fun to have people from around the country come to New Hampshire and have the opportunity to meet dozens of activists, which is what Keenvention is about. It's about showing off the activism and the activists that we have here in New Hampshire. There are some other great events that happen here in New Hampshire for those of you who love liberty and you want to kind of check out the scene here. The Liberty Forum is the next one that's coming up, and that happens in late February. I don't have the dates in front of me. NHLibertyForum.com is the site there, and I'm sure they've got the dates listed. I recommend attending that. There's also the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the summer, which is more of a camping event. Liberty Forum and Porkfest, though, focus on a much wider range of subjects and a wider range of speakers. Keenvention focuses on New Hampshire-based activists and what's happening here. If you go to Liberty Forum, you're going to see some big-name national libertarian speakers like Jeffrey Tucker, who we usually have on to host a show with us from the Liberty Forum. And that's great, and it's very entertaining to go and see Jeffrey Tucker and Lynn Ulbricht, who, by the way, had a heart attack this week. The mother of Ross Ulbricht was in the hospital. But yeah, there's great national level speakers at those events. Keenvention is for the activists. It's for the people who are curious about activism. It's for the people that want to know what's really happening here in New Hampshire, who want to meet the activist names that they hear about on this show, that they hear from, like Chris David, who was here in our first hour talking about his uber civil disobedience. He was there giving a great presentation. We had 11 panels, 44 speakers on those panels, and three keynote speakers as well. I love the event. It's really fun to put it on. We also had a great Hallow Keen costume dance party where our own Derek J. Freeman, former co-host now living in San Francisco,
came from San Francisco to do it.
He came out to help throw the party, and he was dressed as a schoolgirl in a schoolgirl outfit.
Oh dear!
And you know, from afar, you wouldn't know that it was a man in the schoolgirl outfit. So there were the people who've seen the pictures so far have found Derek J. to be very attractive. attractive schoolgirl, and turns out it's a guy. So those pictures
are Derek J for you.
Yep, those pictures are going up as we speak over at the Hallow Keen Facebook page. There were some other great costumes there as well, including Chris David dressed as Satoshi Nakamoto, which is pretty cool, the creator of Bitcoin. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us. We're here live. It's Sunday. That's right. We're here live on a Sunday. Those other radio shows don't generally do that stuff. We're here 7 days a week, as a matter of fact. You can join us at the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people who are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You get to choose your doctor, you get to choose your hospital, and you can live out your values in healthcare. You join the movement. Let's change healthcare for good. This is, for us at my home, this is our solution to Obamacare. Join LHS.com. So it's joinlhs.com. Telephone number is 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041.
And our toll-free number here, if you want to join us on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE. Also Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ralph.
I want to talk about this issue of the Democratic Party. The racist and the white guilty somehow, there is a somehow confluence of this thing going on within the Democratic Party, and the House Negro, Obama, is the one presiding over it. And by the way,
isn't he in charge? I mean, how do you get to, how can he be a House Negro if he's in charge?
Well, some would say, Mark, that he's just taking orders from the ultra elite that are, allowed him to be there.
You have proven yourself tonight that you're not a white guilty after all. But this man is coming.
We've proven ourselves. That's good to know. You know what? Wait, before you go on with your point, I know you were calling for a reason. Ralph, I told you last time I was going to ream you out if you didn't call on Skype next time. What happened?
Well, I was in there. And I went in there and then I said, I said something along the line of read you Obama, and they said no, I don't think we have that.
I have no idea if that was an answer to my question. I can't make you do it. Obviously, if you want to keep calling on the phone, that's fine. I just suggested it to you as a way to sound better. And
but what I'm trying to say here is,
Skype.
This social experiment goes. This man Obama is not working out. And once again,
well, don't worry. He'll be gone in about a year.
Yeah, and there's still plenty of time to ruin this country some more.
Well, look, you should know by now that when Obama leaves the office, it's not going to matter.
And he would not be missed. I can guarantee you that, as far as I'm concerned. We definitely, with the remaining time that we give this man, we're definitely giving him a lot of yard as far as the rope is concerned to hang this country upside down. Okay? And as far as the social experiment is concerned, he's bringing it over here in New Jersey tomorrow with regard to overhauling the court, criminal justice system. This is where,
aren't they releasing a bunch of people for, the federal government's releasing a bunch of people for drug crimes?
That would really help, people, places like Baltimore and Newark, okay? And make the work of the police very, very easy. See, this is a two-pronged approach as far as this one is concerned. Doing that and then waging the war against the police, and you definitely have the white guilty marching in lockstep with him, such as Hillary, Bernie Sanders.
Who do you think is going to win the election, Ralph?
I hope it's Trump.
No. I want to hear you. Who you hope. I want to hear who you think is going to win the election.
What's the difference?
Because hoping is different than thinking.
I don't know. It's all speculation.
I hope Rand Paul wins. I don't think he will.
I see.
And as far as the black man running.
He didn't want to answer your question.
No, he hopes it's Trump, which says volumes to me.
It's certainly it's not going to be the black man. I believe it's not going to be Ben Carson.
Ben Carson?
The black man. I don't think he
winning the polls?
Isn't he up in the polls right now? He's beating Trump. in some?
Yeah, well, that may be the case, but...
I'm not sure which one's worse.
Why are you calling the brain surgeon rather than calling him the black man?
Okay, the brain surgeon. All right, fair enough. We're going to call him that the brain surgeon.
Ralph, thanks for the call tonight, man. You got to download Skype, man. Skype us at username lrn.fm.
Oh, hey, Bob should try.
Hey, be nice. Why are you making fun of Ralph? Why are you making fun of him?
Let us look at the character issue with regard to this man, because he has not shown that as a...
Does Ralph make fun of you, Mark?
No, Ralph
does not.
Ralph Spins has managed to weave in House Negro and hanging into his call. Ralph is not, in my opinion, worthy of a great deal of respect.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. I appreciate it. Did he suggest hanging? Who did he suggest hanging?
He did. He talked about hanging, that Obama was hanging this nation.
Oh,
we have given him enough rope.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering how many things. You think he could have, like, woven spear chucking in there somewhere, too? I don't know. I mean, at some point or another, the guy just sounds like a bigot.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us also on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, something coming up that's been in the news for a few days that we haven't yet talked about here on Free Talk Live, this CISA thing, C-I-S-A or CISA. I'm not sure how it's being pronounced. It is a bill encouraging companies to share their private user data with government.
Mm.
Just encourage.
Sounds like a bad idea.
It's just a gentle encouragement, Mark. They're passing this bill to just simply tell the companies, we sure would appreciate if you'd share some information with us. Why would it be necessary to pass a bill to encourage companies to share information?
Yeah, I don't think you need to.
So I want to get into that. Also, you can join us. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We also went to the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Mark was there in Vegas. I was at Keenvention 2015. And the videos from Keenvention will begin being released starting, I believe, probably late next week. So those of you who are waiting to see that. Keenvention, it's a great event to come and physically attend. But if you can't make it, we do record absolutely everything that happens on the stage, all of the panels. We had 11 panels and 3 keynote speeches this time around. And so there are hundreds of people that will watch online, and I think there's a lot of value in it to really showcase what it is that goes on here in New Hampshire. All the great activism that we have, or at least a fraction of it, can be focused on at Keenvention, and I had a great time. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk CISA, C-I-S-A, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, introduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein. That's enough reason to be very concerned.
Run away screaming.
All right, so we'll share that with you. What's it all about? You can also join us if you've got comments on that or anything else that you want to discuss. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Ina Mark here with you on Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us on Skype. The Skype username, lrn.fm. When you want to get your shopping done online and you still want to pay with those old Federal Reserve notes, go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter through our links to Amazon there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you. You get your shopping done. And it's the same great Amazon prices you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. And the best way to do that is to go to shop.freetalklive.com. If you want to pay with Bitcoin and save on your Amazon purchases, then go to saveitpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com.
Do we have a link for Save It Purse at shop.freetalklive.com?
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So what is CISA? Here's a story from RT.com. The Senate on Tuesday of this past week passed CISA, a controversial bill encouraging companies to share private user data with a government that is worrying to civil liberties advocates. Four amendments were proposed to address privacy concerns, but they all died on the Senate floor. The Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, as it is called, was introduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein from California in June of 2014, following several high-profile cyber attacks targeting major U.S. corporations. It would purportedly protect user data from falling into the wrong hands. Well, how exactly is that?
The government's not doesn't have a stellar track record at keeping user data, you know, the kind of data that they have, away from people.
No, they're terrible at it. Wasn't there one time they left a laptop in a bathroom stall or something like that? And
yeah.
People got all kinds of interesting data out of that. They've been hacked multiple times on various occasions, attacked by Anonymous. After debating the merits of the bill, it passed the Senate 74-21. The bill now goes to a conference committee between the House of Representatives, which previously passed its own version, and the Senate. If or when that is approved, the bill would then head to President Barack Obama. Under the bill, companies would have increased liability protection when collecting and sharing user personal information that could potentially be related to security threats. The proposed legislation also makes it easier to share that data with government agencies and with each other. So, I'm a little bit confused here. Generally, are the companies going to get increased liability protection when collecting and sharing the user data if they agree to share it with the government? Is that part of the deal, like since this is supposedly a voluntary program for these companies?
I suppose that's what makes sense. Yeah, we'll just outsource your data collection to us, the government. We'll keep it safe for you.
This sounds like an incredibly insane idea, and any company that would utilize this deserves to be boycotted, in my opinion. Apparently it caused the concern of privacy advocates, leading to delays in the bill's journey through Capitol Hill. So it's been in the process for more than a year now. Several amendments to address privacy concerns were all voted down. One of those defeated amendments was proposed by a critic of the privacy violations, Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon. The so-called Wyden Amendment would have inserted language to protect personally identifiable information by making companies remove it to the extent feasible, because personal information doesn't provide information about cyber threats. The default language in CISA gives companies leeway to only remove personally identifiable information if companies know that it is not directly related to a cybersecurity threat. Wyden also criticized the fact the CISA's information sharing is promoted as voluntary, even though it's only voluntary for companies.
But why do they have to pass a bill just to make this to make it so the companies can share their information with the federal government?
I think that's an excellent question, and I will speculate as to the answer. So this is sort of like that one piece of legislation that has created a voluntary program for companies to do a background check as far as if somebody is a legal immigrant or whatever. I forget what they call it. But there's like Dunkin' Donuts and other companies have signed on to E-Verify.
That's it. Yeah.
So E-Verify is supposedly a voluntary program that companies are encouraged to get on board with. And I suspect the reason they're codifying these voluntary programs is so they can throw a switch and make them not voluntary someday. You know, like, okay, well, first it's voluntary. We'll test the waters with these guinea pig companies that come on and make sure I'm sure there's plenty of bugs, but, you know, try to iron out some of the bugs in whatever the program is, to where eventually when they're ready to put the iron fist down completely, they can just flip the switch and say, all right, well, now everybody, you've got to start reporting. That's what makes sense.
They'll be ready then.
Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, you guys. We could have had her thing on yesterday with Halloween, you know, Feinstein. But anyway, with this new law, she says she wants to keep the information from getting into the wrong hands. Well, isn't government the wrong hands?
You know? You better believe it.
To my mind, it is.
Thanks a lot.
Great point. Thanks, Jeff. Very succinct. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, you trust the government, right?
You know, it was the government that used Japanese surnames during World War II to round up Japanese Americans. Governments around the world have used the data that they've collected to do all kinds of horrifying things. No, I do not trust the government to collect this data. I do not.
So here's what Wyden said about the bill in October. Quote, they say the most important feature of the legislation is that it's voluntary. The fact is, it's voluntary for companies. It will be mandatory for their customers. And the fact is, the companies can participate without the knowledge and consent of their customers.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And they're immune from any customer oversight and lawsuits if they do so.
God. How can they, with a stroke of their pen, they just destroy your right to take away, they take away your right to sue a company that gives away your information,
yeah.
In contrast to the terms of service.
Despite being supported by a wide variety of organizations across the political spectrum, Wyden's amendment failed ultimately with a vote of 41 to 55. The Heller Amendment was put forth by Senator Dean Heller of Nevada in case the Wyden Amendment failed. It had similar measures and would put the onus on the Department of Homeland Security to remove personally identifiable information that doesn't look related to cyber threats. The Chamber of Commerce expressed its support for the Heller Amendment, and ultimately it also was struck down. The Leahy Amendment from Patrick Leahy of Vermont was offered to deal with the issue of CISA's sweeping Freedom of Information Act exemptions. Even with the amendment, most information shared between the federal government and companies would be protected from FOIA requests, as it is considered proprietary information.
Okay, so you can't even get a Freedom of Information Act.
Right. It's just disappearing into the whole of the state.
All that secret information that they were talking about, as far as how secret information is growing inside the United States government, this is supposed to be a democracy, or at least a democratic republic, whatever it is. I can't make an educated decision on for whom to vote, because I'm supposed to vote for the government. They tell us in civics class, not that I believe this crap at all, that, you know, ultimately, we, the United States citizens, are the government. How can that be true if you don't have enough information to even make the decisions? You don't know what these politicians who are in office are doing. How can you decide to reelect them?
The Leahy Amendment failed 37-59. Let's see here. Going on, a quote from Patrick Leahy, the vast majority of the exemption is already protected from disclosure. He added that new exemptions are unwarranted and they unnecessarily override state and local laws. He says those who believe in local control would agree with me. It knocks out hundreds of state and local laws. Finally, the Franken Amendment, put forth by Al Franken of Minnesota, to narrow the bill's definition of cybersecurity threat. It would have limited the designations, or that designation, to actions that are, quote, reasonably likely to, unquote, cause damage to the company's network, as opposed to CISA's default may. I mean, reasonably likely to isn't even really that much tighter than the word may. They can still, you know, claim that it's, well, we have reasoned that such and such. And that failed 35-60. So, I mean, none of the proposed minor tweaks to the language of this legislation passed. None of them. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on the continuing crumbling of privacy here in the United States or around the world. Whatever you want to talk about goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, talking about your privacy, which basically doesn't exist unless you put effort into it. It's certainly a topic we've come back to time and time again here on Free Talk Live, and you can expect us to do so more in the future as the government continues to chip away at whatever semblance of privacy remains in your life. The latest news about this CISA, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, which is ostensibly a voluntary program that will allow companies to share their information with the government more easily than previously or something like that.
Also to do it in secret because the companies have no liability for violating terms of service and giving your information to the government. The government said so.
Well, it's not a violation of the terms of service, Mark. If you look at terms of services generally, and most people don't, but if you look at the terms of service, almost every terms of service I've ever looked at, and I don't look at them all, they have the same kind of legalistic protection, which essentially says, if we need to cooperate with law enforcement, we're going to do that. So,
this isn't cooperation, though. This is
voluntary. Sure, they're volunteering in and
that's
cooperating
what they need
with
to.
Them. I understand that, but the language doesn't need to. It's like, you know, you got to obey the law and so will we, basically, is what the terms of service say. And if they volunteer into this program, then they're obeying the law, right? This is a law or an ordinance, or I guess not ordinance, code, U.S. code that has been passed. And, I guess it hasn't been passed yet by the president. They're going into their committee process where they determine the differences between the House version and the Senate version.
Unless the Internet gets up in arms and stops this like it did CISPA. Whichever one it was. There were a few of them in the past.
It's looking too little too late at this point. I mean, it's already passed the House and Senate. It's just a matter of hammering out the details.
Yep.
At this point. So, you know, your privacy is limited and you've got to take steps to protect it. One of those steps you can take is ProXPN. It is a virtual private network and they've got servers all around the globe. So what you can do is connect to a server outside of the United States and then you can surf the internet and the websites you're going to won't know where you're coming from. Your own internet service provider won't be able to snoop on what you're doing anymore. So if they can't snoop on you, they can't turn over that information to the government or sell it to other companies, mine the data for useful and saleable information. ProXPN helps keep you safe on the internet, whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux. Get started at proxpn.com/amp. That's where you can go to learn about the special offer they've got for Free Talk Live listeners, where you can pay with Bitcoin and get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 and $5 at first, excuse me, less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, I should specify. This is only available for Bitcoin buyers, and $5 of your purchase price will go to the AMP program. That's the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and get the ideas of liberty and privacy on the air on hopefully hundreds more radio stations around the country. We've already got over 150. We can get more, and you can help us do that and protect your privacy simultaneously by going to proxpn.com/AMP. If you can't pay with Bitcoin, you don't get that deal, but they've got other deals for those of you who want to pay with a credit card. You can use code FTL50 and get 50% off the regular price if you get the annual plan. So go to proxpn.com/AMP, A-M-P. Here on Free Talk Live, we continue with your calls and thoughts. Michael Dean is on with us from Montana, or Wyoming, rather. Hey, Michael Dean.
It's all the same. Hey, I'm calling in on Skype on a little Android tablet, cheap $50 tablet. Wanted to see how it sounded compared to that guy that was on the phone that won't use Skype.
Oh, it definitely sounds better.
Yeah. I guess when we're talking about privacy, I want to talk a little bit about how to use VPNs and about Android in general. So I've never used Android before. I got one of these little tablets because first of all, I want something that I can, like, film a cop stop with. And
cool.
This thing can do it. And second of all, like, I spend a lot of time, like, sitting in doctor's offices these days, and I don't want to carry a 3-pound or 4-pound laptop, and these things weigh, like, 3/4 of a pound and can do most of the things that you want to do, killing time in a doctor's office for an hour.
Candy Crush?
Candy Crush? No, I don't play games. the thing, too, like, first of all, like, Android, it's pretty bizarre because the whole system is set up to, like, just do these amazing, prescient, like, predicting what you want correctly and helping you out in every way. But to do so, you basically have to allow Google to be Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird compromise, and I would have no problem with it if there was not a government that could access what Google's storing about me, but it's kind of weird. You use one, don't you? You guys have Android phones?
Yeah, I've had Android now for multiple phones, and I've enjoyed the experience.
But you can get a certain level of security. I mean, I think there's apps you can put on the phone or rooting the phone, that sort of thing, to give you a higher level of security.
Well, you can, but if you root the phone and you're not using Google's, basically the choice is like, reduce it to a Linux brick, where you're doing everything the hard way, or have all the joyous things that Google's giving you, and it's like Google's watching you sleep.
I wouldn't take technical advice from Mark rooting the phone. And by the way, there's a weird little noise that we're hearing back. I want to give you that feedback, Michael Dean. It's a strange little feedback. I've never really heard it before. So I'm going to tone you down a little bit as we talk.
Lean back a little bit, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something internal with the phone or what it is. But anyway, if you're using Android and you root the phone, you will, number one, void your warranty. So this is only something really a hobbyist should do. And secondly, rooting the phone does not get rid of Android's Google apps. You can get rid of the Google apps. There are some real raw kind of ROM installations that you can get for it. But generally, the third-party ROMs that you get encourage you to install the Google apps, because then you can't get your email. There's a lot that you can't do without those apps.
Right. So the other thing I want to talk about was using VPNs. I know you guys and me on the Freedom Fiends both have advertisers that are VPNs, and we're fans of them. Virtual private networks, for people who don't know, it's, inexpensive service that you're not visible to your local, you're not viewable to in your traffic on the internet to your local provider. But there's kind of two theories of how to use them, and I've heard you guys, it sounds like you use the opposite theory of how I use them, and I wanted to explain the two theories.
All right.
There's the theory, and I think this is what you do, of using a VPN all the time so your local ISP and anybody along the way cannot easily see what you're surfing, but you're still connecting, like you're still going on Facebook as you, you're still going on Twitter as you, you're still logged into Gmail doing searches on Google as you. So out there somewhere, they're building, there are all these databases that contain, you know, this person is interested in this topic, maybe he's using a different IP each time, but that can be put together really easily to see who you are.
Yeah,
you
know, a VPN isn't an automatic increase to all privacy. It only protects you from your ISP spying on you, basically.
Right. The other way to use it is to only ever use it when you're not logged into any social networks or Google. Like if you want to go search some stuff that you wouldn't want to be, you know, confused as being a bad person, because a bad person might also search that kind of topic. You know, you can use the VPN and be completely anonymous and not have it connected with geographical or user information searches.
So after having listened to your phone, and thank you, Michael Dean, for the call tonight, I would give it probably a 5 on the scale of 1 out of 10 on how you could sound. There's too many little quirks. There's this buzzy little sound. Yeah, you'll have to listen back to it and see how that sounded. And maybe it's because it's a cheap $50 tablet. You know, it's not really designed for communications too effectively.
One thing interesting, if you do call into Free Talk Live, you can go back and listen to your call by simply going to the website. The last night's the show is usually up by midnight Eastern time, so yeah, You'll be able to get it pretty quickly.
Was it better than a phone conversation? Yeah, I would say better than most phones, especially bad cell phones. It was definitely better than that. But your average cell phone might sound a little bit better than that using Skype. I think generally Skype is a decent upgrade to sound quality. So a little bit more about privacy. It was something that came up today at the tech panel this morning. Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech came back from Las Vegas in time to host the panel. So he did two conventions over the weekend, speaking at the Bitcoin Investor Conference where you were at, Mark, and then coming this morning to Keenvention.
He's going to have to start charging.
And they talked about he just seems to love doing it, and you know, he loves the attention.
He's very good on stage. Yeah, I got to see his talk.
Yeah, he's great. And so they discussed some privacy things, and they went over apps that that all the folks on the panel recommended, just generally, you know, cool apps that activists should have. And of course, there were some privacy-oriented ones like Text Secure, and I believe there's the equivalent for Apple phones called Signal. I highly recommend those, as well as Red Phone, to protect yourself. Hour number 3 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience,
because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.